Reuters.
Millions of Muslim pilgrims in Mina in Saudi Arabia go through the tradition of crossing bridges before throwing pebbles at a set of walls. The ceremony, which represents defying the devil, is expected to continue for 3 days. It's part of a massive celebration by Muslims across the world to mark Eid al-Adha, the most important holy day in the Islamic calendar. It's being marked by many prominent Muslim leaders. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad made history when he became the first Iranian leader to perform the Hajj at the invitation of Saudi Arabia's leaders. Saudi is a close ally of the US, and some pilgrims wave signs saying death to America and death to Israel. Elsewhere in the Middle East, security was high in Gaza City for the religious festival as thousands gathered at a stadium for Eid prayers. Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh called for reconciliation, unity and harmony, but criticized any cooperation with Israel.
The Palestinians welcome their feast Eid with martyrs, bodies and blood in our sweet and blessed land.
Eid is the festival of sacrifice, and this sheep was amongst many animals slaughtered as part of the celebrations. In Jerusalem's Old City, Palestinians held prayers at Al-Aqsa Mosque, the third holiest city for Muslims. Here in Iraq, worshippers were frisked as they entered the Al-Firdaus Mosque in Baghdad's Karada neighborhood. These are Sunnis, but Iraq's Shiite majority don't join the festival until Friday. But some worshippers were hoping for unity between the two communities.
God willing, it will be a good Eid, and I hope we would join hands and be united, both Shiites and Sunnis, and I wish good for all.
In Afghanistan, President Hamid Karzai asked God to forgive the Taliban, but he called on international forces to hit the insurgents at their training bases outside the country.
Today is Eid, and it is a day we should remember for those families who have lost their loved ones in different terrorist acts, like suicide attacks and explosions.
Afghanistan has seen a steady rise in attacks by Taliban insurgents, stoking fear amongst ordinary Afghans. This boy says he's very afraid of suicide attacks and explosions, a sign that there's a long way to go before many of these countries achieve the peace and harmony some leaders are calling for. Penny Tweedy, Reuters.